you know, talking about getting free from Babylon. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. And I promise you, there's areas in your life that you still need to be free in.
And one of the methods or the secrets
to get free in a situation is fasting. Fasting and prayer. Fasting kind of stops time. You're outside of time anyway if you're in Christ. So all fasting does is remind you that you're outside of time. And not only does it do that, but it keeps you from distractions. Let's say you have a goal in life. Just like the rest of us. You have a goal that most people don't even have or think about. You want to push to the next level, right? Well, you've set patterns, and your family set patterns, and your spouse set patterns, and your kids, and everybody around you has set patterns to try to get you to be a part of. And these patterns, they're strongholds. Look, I have fought the weather most of my life because I work outside pretty much. I've worked outside my whole life, pretty much inside and outside. But, and I know I'm not the only one. When I talk, I know I'm not the only one. So when I fight the heat and the cold, and I fight for sound doctrine. So I fought 20 years because I got bombarded with a bunch of lies, you know. And so I fought 20 years to rightly divide that word. And then after about 20 years, I was thinking, what else is there, Lord? What am I missing? It looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. So what's going on? See, the 666 is going to be put in your face. God is a humble God. We saw that with Jesus, but God is also powerful, the Almighty. He's all powerful. Moses was the meekest man to ever live. And so, but he had power. He lived 120 and still had the same strength he had when he was 18. He was useful. He was doing God's will. He was following the types and shadows, and he was useful. If you want to know how to extend your longevity, stay useful. And in your mind, in your body, in your life, follow the typology. If you want to get weak and frail, destroy the typologies in your body ship and watch what happens. God will destroy you. But it's not God. You're destroying yourself, you know. He's telling you the way to walk and how to walk, and it'll make you healthy, wealthy, and wise, you know. And so I fought for sound doctrine my whole life. I was thrown out, you know. I was thrown out to the wolves because I was raised around goats and wolves and sharks and con artists and witches and warlocks. I was raised around it, and for me to escape it is only by the grace of God. It was a miracle. But I noticed that something wasn't right. Even when I was a child, I thought, these people are not making sense. There's just nothing but chaos and drama with these people. What's going on? I didn't understand it, you know. You love people that you're raised around, but you can't. But when you turn to God and love God first, then they start doing, there starts to be a separation. You might love those people, but you can't be a part of their world anymore. The way they think, the way they talk, their jokes, their everything about them. And so you run to so well, let me go to, you're looking for truth, you know? So maybe if I go take this kind of job or this job, or if I go to college or I go here or I join this church, you're not saved. So you're looking for answers, you know? My biggest answer was, well, I'll just go to college and get educated. I thought I was saved, but I wasn't. So I finished college and still didn't somewhat right. I was still reading philosophy. I was making good money, but I was reading philosophy and Plato and Socrates. I was looking for the truth, you know. I thought I was saved. And then all of a sudden, one day after work, I turned the radio on, and Charles Stanley was preaching. He said, are you by yourself? Are you looking for the truth? Are you lonely? Are you trying to figure it out? Jesus knows, and all you have to do is receive Jesus by faith. And as soon as I did that, I got saved. I was saying, in my mind, I was thinking, hallelujah, praise God. The next day, some of my college roommates from college came by and said, let's go party, let's go drink. I said, no, I ain't going. I ain't doing that. But you learn that what happens is, the Bible says, let him that think he stand, take heed lest he fall. So I went through a process of growth to the hilt, escaping legalism, escaping the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, escaping all that stuff. And it was a process. You think, well, if I marry this Pentecostal girl, she's, I didn't realize how much false doctrine the Pentecostals and the denominations had in them, you know. That's what I'm saying. It was a fight for 20 years. It wasn't always a fight for 20. I mean, I got my doctrine settled before that, but it was still a fight. I was trying to fight. You fight with Jezebel, you fight with Delilah, you fight with legalism, you fight with narcissists. You didn't even know they were narcissists. You're fighting with sociopaths, psychopaths. You're surrounded by people who are sharks and goats and snakes and thieves and con artists and Jezebels and harlots and Delilahs. And it's like whoredom wine and new wine all around you to try to take away your heart. You got a new heart, but you're surrounded by a bunch of fools, a bunch of clowns, a bunch of agents, a bunch of false brethren. You're surrounded by so much. It's like, what in the world? They always try to pull you back to Babylon, but God is caught. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Back to what I was going to say. It's warfare. I fought the weather. I fought the lies. I fought the system. You fight for your health. You go to the dentist, you know, every 6 months. And every time you get ready to go to the dentist, something crazy happens to try to get you distracted. You go to the doctor. You want to sleep and get some rest. And somebody across the street, you're always fighting a battle to keep your health, keep your sound doctrine, your sound mind, and keep the boundaries up and all that. You get to a point where you kind of isolate yourself more than probably you should, and it's a lot easier, and you put up boundaries, and you don't let people across your threshold who, unless they proved over time that they're serious, that they're on your team, because most people are not on your team. That's the bizarre thing. Most people who come into your world or try to get into your world, they're not even on your team. They say, I'm on your team, but they're not. They're not. They're on their own team, and they're trying to pull you into their fake reality. Speaking of that, all kinds of stuff. So I'm always fighting something, but it keeps you strong. I do it in peace, though. I fight the fight of faith, and I fight the battles by faith. Car battery, you go change it. You fight that battle. Tire flat, change new tires. Bill due, taxes due, fighting these battles by faith, you know? And you just take it one day at a time, and you have faith. And so, when I start to write some articles, or write a book, or get somebody to help me, or whatever I end up doing, it's not going to be AI generated. There's going to be a tendency that most of the stuff you read very soon, probably doing it now, most of the blogs are AI generated. They're not even human. They're not even a spirit rightly dividing the truth. It's just AI. So not only is man dumb in the flesh mind, now he's letting AI do all this thinking for him. And he's going to become more dumb. Unless you get spiritual illumination, you're going to just stay dumb. What's my point? My point is, I continue. I'm going to fight. I'm fighting in peace, though. I'm not fighting in stress or anything. I'm fighting in peace. I'm going to put out some content you might not agree with, but I'm fighting what God reveals. I'm trying to fight and fight the preconceived ideas that keep you in bondage to a certain way. You're fighting against worldviews. You're fighting against culture lies. You're fighting against the AI flesh mind. You're fighting against doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. You're fighting against people stuck in the loop. But I promise you, I'm not going to use the AI software to generate content. They can even do that with your voice. I'm not going to use the AI to create content. I'm not going to do it. Very soon, everything's going to be content that you read, watch, videos, art, everything's going to be AI generated very soon. Think about it. Think about what's happening. The AI is trying to take away your creativity. I wouldn't be surprised if it was illegal very 10, 20 years now that you become that you create your own stuff and not use the AI. Because the flesh mind is wanting to take away your creativity. And think about it. When they start using, and they already are, when it becomes mainstream, which it already is, when they start using the AI to create stuff and flood the internet and flood everything with AI-generated creative stuff, you're not going to be able to compete, which you can't really now. And so your propensity to be a creator is going to go away. But God wants you to create stuff, to work, to labor, to imagine, to create, because you're made in His image. And so you're fighting against that. And I promise you, I'm not going to do it. I don't care if they flood me out or drown me out, drown my voice, drown my abilities. I'm just going to keep working with my hands and speaking with my own voice. And I'm not going to submit to the AI dumbing down process that's happening here. And it's really happening, people. It's game on. You're in a war.